Hebrews, chapter 5. For every high priest, being taken from among men, is appointed for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Who can bear gently with the ignorant and erring, for that he himself also is surrounded by infirmity? And by reason of it is bound, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer for sins. And no man takes the honor to himself, but when he is called of God, even as was Aaron. So Christ also did not glorify himself to be made a high priest, but he who spoke to him, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you." As he says also in another place, "You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, having offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and having been heard for his godly fear. Though he was a son, yet learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the author of eternal salvation. Named of God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say, and hard of interpretation, seeing you have become dull of hearing. For when by reason of the time you ought to be teachers, you have need again that someone teach you the rudiments of the first principles of the oracles of God, and have become such as have need of milk, and not of solid food. For everyone who partakes of milk is without experience of the word of righteousness, for he is a juvenile. But solid food is for full-grown men, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern good and evil.